Consecration of Elisha, September 30. Examples of consecration. And he left the oxen, and ran after Elijah, and said, Let me, I pray thee, kiss my father and my mother, and then I will follow thee. And he said unto him, Go back again, for what have I done to thee? This was not a repulse, but a test of faith. Elisha must count the cost, decide for himself to accept or reject the call. If his desires clung to his home and its advantages, he was at liberty to remain there. But Elisha understood the meaning of the call. He knew it was from God, and he did not hesitate to obey. Not for any worldly advantage would he forego the opportunity of becoming God's messenger, or sacrifice the privilege of association with his servant. He took a yoke of oxen, and slew them, and boiled their flesh with the instruments of the oxen, and gave unto the people, and they did eat. Then he arose, and went after Elijah, and ministered unto him. Without hesitation he left a home where he was beloved, to attend the prophet in his uncertain life. Had Elisha asked Elijah what was expected of him, what would be his work, he would have been answered, God knows, he will make it known to you. If you wait upon the Lord, he will answer your every question. You may come with me if you have evidence that God has called you. Know for yourself that God stands back of me, and that it is his voice you hear. If you can count everything but dross that you may win the favor of God, come. For your present and eternal good it is best to commit yourself wholly to the right, that the world may know where you are standing.